Report, China, Iran, Venezuela, other U.S. enemies hope for Biden win. By Edwin Mora on November 2, 2020. The American magazine Newsweek claimed on Sunday that most of America's foreign adversaries are rooting for Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden to beat U.S. President Donald Trump in Tuesday's election. Citing ambassadors, unnamed foreign officials, and experts, Newsweek reported Sunday. With the exception of North Korea, most U.S. adversaries such as Cuba, Iran, China and Venezuela are hoping for a Joe Biden win, while America's allies are split. Germany, Japan and Australia would like to see Biden in the White House. India, Saudi Arabia, Israel and the UK hope Trump remains in power. The former vice president's chief asset appears to be his predictability. With few exceptions, even the nations hoping for a second Trump term think they can work with a Biden administration. And for some countries, like Russia, the optimal outcome is neither Biden nor Trump, but chaos. The report also listed the European Union, the Palestinian Authority, which is not a state government, and Syria as hoping for a Biden win. Despite the Trump administration's sanctions imposed on the Kremlin for election interference and other nefarious acts, Democrats such as Biden and other critics have accused Trump not being tough on Russia. Critics, including Trump, and some experts have accused Biden of having a soft spot for communist China. The Pentagon has deemed China to be America's top adversary, followed by Russia and rogue states such as Iran and North Korea. Following months of tightening sanctions and threats of military action, President Trump held two historic meetings with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to persuade him to take credible steps towards the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in exchange for relief from the ongoing penalties. The Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign of diplomatic and economic sanctions has failed to produce an agreement, and the negotiations have stalled. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has vowed to keep the diplomatic and economic sanctions pressure on North Korea until the U.S. sees credible steps taken toward the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Amid a stalemate in negotiations with Kim that has lasted for over a year, President Trump recently said that the international community should continue efforts towards the Korean Peninsula's denuclearization.